As requested, here's an update on the SVOA.
That mess right there, I think I figured it out.
So the four filaments that were clogging, ironically, are, this is Flash Forge, this is Bamboo, this is Strong Hero, and that's 3D Hojor down there. And all four of these, I went into Clogapalooza with this nozzle system. Where when I use something that has a pigment, like this filament, I'm not having the issues with clogging. It's changing filament fine, everything's fine. But it's like the glass filaments are leaving too much behind when it goes to do its unload and leaving it in the tube. And then, I don't know, crystallizing in there? I don't know what it's doing, but it will not clear. And I had to take a drill bit to clear it out of that nozzle. So Sovel sent me some replacement nozzles. They're in that yellow thing right there. And I had bought some extras too. And while I waited for the nozzles to come in, sorry for the jerky camera here, I had adapted a bamboo nozzle in there. And it ran good. But I did notice a flow difference with this. I couldn't push it as hard. I was getting some flow restrictions with this nozzle. Well, it does have another nozzle coming out that you can thread in volcanoes into it. And so I have a couple of those on order. Once I get them, I'll probably throw one in here. Because that may fix the whole glass filament problem. I'm going to have to do something about this here. Because once in a while, when it homes, this cable will go right there. And what it does is it uses motor resistance to home. There's not a switch. And so this comes back and hits this here. And that's how it knows it's at home. Well, this cable's gotten in there, caused all sorts of havoc. So I do need to figure out something for this. I could use a badge reel that I've used before. But I may try to snake a piece of Bowden in there or something and do it that way. I'm not sure yet. I got to think about it. But I moved these rings in that way a little bit more, and it seemed to help it. But that's something to watch. Some people are having problems with the firmware updates of this. Now, all I've done is the 2.3.3 firmware update. I did not go through an update Clipper. And I did a whole bunch of reading on Reddit and all sorts of places. And the people that went through and tried to update the EMMC and tried to update Clipper, many bricked their machine when they did that. And so I do get an error once in a while saying, hey, this version doesn't match your firmware. But other than that, I'm not having any problems. So I'm taking the, if it's not broke, don't fix it approach with this machine. And it seems to be doing well. I didn't really want to do this when it's running, but what I did was I found on printables this double spool. And what I did is I made this one smaller for my 3K spools. So my 3K spools fit on here now. The 3K spool will not fit on the original one. And that seems to be helping. I may load that up on the printables as a remix. I've been debating, and I printed them out of PACF to move this down there. But because of my space in here to the FL Sun, I'm debating if that's a wise move for me right now. So, overall, once I figured out that mess, the SVOA's been running exceptionally well. Now, I may have to follow Twin Shepherd and Lightspeed and go and add a high-speed blower on there so I can speed it up some more. But for now, it's doing really well.